Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Colossians chapter 1, verse 15. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. What does power look like? Some might immediately think of the professional athlete with the frame sculpted through countless hours in the weight room, sitting down at the bench press and pushing up 300 pounds. Others might think of a workhorse pickup truck with a V10 engine storming up a rocky incline and towing a trailer down an open stretch of highway. Still others might think of power as being able to make decisions that control the actions of other people. The CEO of a business, for example, has the authority to establish company-wide protocol, to redirect resources, to promote and terminate employees. That is power. All of these examples, however, pale in comparison with the power of Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul was referring to Jesus when he wrote, "The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation." Jesus sits atop the organizational chart of all things as the firstborn of all creation. All the powerful examples we mentioned earlier are limited in scope. For example, the workhorse pickup truck can't bench press 300 pounds, and the high-powered CEO would not, on his own, be able to tow a trailer down the highway. Christ the King, on the other hand, is all-powerful, that is to say, not limited to one area powerful. In other words, there is no area of your life where Jesus finds his hands tied. There is no situation in your life where Jesus has to tell you, "I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do for you." When you and I wake up in the morning, we can never be exactly sure what's going to happen in the day ahead. And that can be intimidating, because there's just so much that is out of our control. But Christians can face each day boldly, even with all its uncertainties, because this much is certain: Jesus is in control as the firstborn over all creation. Beautiful Savior, Lord of creation, I entrust myself and those I love to your powerful hands. Draw us near to you and direct us in your paths. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.